Command and Control Center, which is the third portion of the Michigan Launch Initiative, is actually a center that will be looking at space situational awareness. So think of everything above our head going from basically suborbital to orbital being tracked. And I think this is where our Command and Control Center is going to make a significant difference in the world that we live in. We're going to be focusing on managing Earth ecosystem issues. So when you look at climate change, when you look at, let's say, where trees are growing, where trees are not growing, the data from space is what we're focused on, and bringing that back to Earth and utilizing that so that decisions can be made to improve our life and our way of living here on Earth. So we're making a conscious decision on the Command and Control Center to track all of the space items from space debris to satellites, to then be able to use that information to become center of excellence for removing space debris, but also working with our partners who are putting satellites up, who are looking at climate change and bringing a sense of responsibility as well as a well-being to all of us. The third part of that is also in the Command and Control Center, our 5G program. So, Walt, as you know, as we drive in certain spots in the UP, sometimes we lose all the connectivity, whether it's cell phone or there's nothing at all for internet broadband connectivity. Our goal is, through our mission, to bring that 5G connectivity through these programs, no matter where you are in the UP, actually no matter where you'll be in the U.S., so that that 5G, and we call it the integrated, because we're integrating both the space satellites with the existing technology on the land. So your cell towers, your embedded landlines, all of these will be interconnected so that no matter where you are in the UP, you will have connectivity. So let's say today, Walt, there's high schools and schools that are closed. That will provide the kids to actually be able to connect with their teachers. It'll also be able to connect our citizens for healthcare issues so that they can connect with their doctors and nurses. And in this time of COVID, think if we had this already going so that no matter where you were in the UP, whether it was a healthcare, education, or first responder issue, you would not be out of the loop, you would be connected. And this is the type of difference we look at making for our fellow citizens here in Michigan.